Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey yo yo yo, pop pop, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Black Autist Premium Network of Podcasts. Of course, I'm not here by myself. I'm always here with my co-host, with co-most. It's the homeboy J Trill, aka J Treezy. What up, player?
You strong, we strong. Praise God.
Praise him.
Praise God. World star.
Man, it's good to have you back. It's been a week since we talked. No Vic today. Still scared to show up and talk about Dwayne Wade and how he be doing his women's.
Man, you know, that's usually how most abusers are. I imagine Vic is the type of dude that would abuse his women.
Yep, I can believe it.
The fact that he would support D. Wade, go hand in hand to me.
Sounds like it to me. Sounds like a pure D woman abuser. And since he's not here to defend himself, we're just gonna have to believe it.
Yep.
Very packed show today on a week with not very much NFL games, but a lot to talk about. So let me play the intro. Wait, why does this sound quiet? Does that sound quiet to you?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Give me a second, everybody. The fuck was that? Let's try it again. Still sounds quiet.
Is it the volume on the actual player?
It is. That's why Justin's the best, y'all.
How deep? You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about
try hump her positive traits.
Give a pound into your feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here to drop it off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh. Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boys talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. Oh, Cleveland.
We'll miss you.
We will miss you.
Gone but never forgotten.
And so will Andrew Bynum. So last week, there weren't a ton of NFL games, for better or for worse. It's the playoffs. We will talk about the games that we did see, though. If I can just get back to my... Where's last week's games? The NFL done changed they motherfucking outlook. Do I gotta go? Oh, wild card. That's where I want to go. Okay, cool. But yeah, we're gonna talk about those games, man. A lot of people have been trying to let us know that, different things happened in this last week. Some things we predicted, some things we did not. And, I say we go ahead and talk about them, man. The Chiefs played the Colts in, what can only be described as one of the best games. of all time, man. Like, this was a typical Andrew Luck game.
I don't know about the best of all time. You was just happy Andy Reid lost. That's really what
I mean, clock management at the end and play calling may have done the Chiefs in. You know, in a game that even with a ton of injuries, they still should have won.
Oh, they definitely should have won this game. Especially once they had the lead, it was like, why you didn't win. I think if it had been close the entire game, I would definitely have been like, you know what? Good game. Luck just outplayed, their quote Alex Smith, but this game, in my opinion, squarely falls on the coach.
It ain't Alex Smith's fault.
Alex was out there, man. And them dudes was out there dropping passes. He was going deep.
Yep.
No homo.
Yep. going balls deep.
Just not the game of the week, but definitely
This is the game of the week to me.
Definitely. I mean, Andy Reid looked bad to me. Like, to me, Andy Reid had been looking good all year.
Yeah.
And it just made him look bad.
This is the second biggest comeback, I think, they were saying, like, playoff history or some shit. Like, this big. This really major, dog. Y'all were smashing them. Some people got hurt. And I mean, I'm not trying to discount, you know, to me, the best running back in the league this year, probably getting hurt. You know, I'm not trying to discount Jamaal Charles going out with a concussion. But there's still no reason you couldn't have won this game.
Right. That's clearly why you have backups.
Yeah. And now Davis got hurt in this game too. But third man up. Let's go.
Yeah. That's why you on the roster. That's why you getting the paycheck.
Plus we already have a 30 point lead. What the fuck else do we need to do?
Yep.
Andrew Luck, another time where he puts his team in a hole, but gets all the credit for the comeback and not the first half where he threw them three ducks.
Man, that first half, he looked like the Andrew Luck that we consistently joke week in and week out. So I'm going to say they're going to get smashed next week.
Yeah. All these people in this divisional shit, I feel like, I know the winner of the NFL championship has come from the wild card the last like 3 years, I think.
Yep.
But all these people in this divisional shit could easily go get smashed by 20 next week. Like, it's like I could see a scenario where the Colts just never get off the ground against the Patriots, and you know Belichick schemes to kind of mess with a young quarterback, and they end up knowing all the plays and beating them. You know.
Yep. Well, that's the thing about playing the Patriots next week; they will know all the plays.
Yeah.
so they will beat them.
Trent Richardson had one carry in this game, by the way.
And that's the coach's fault.
Donald Bryan had 11.
They might would have won by more.
Just saying.
If Trent would have got the ball more.
Trent Richardson had one carry, lost a fumble, and we never saw him again.
I'm just saying Ohio does well with number one draft picks and making them look bad.
I'm just saying, bro. Your boy Trent Richardson. Who they gave up a first round pick for.
Let me say this.
Gets to the playoffs and they give him one carry. He fumbles and they go, you good.
You know, I've been accepting the Trent Richardson slander because it's funny. But I'm not saying he's a good running back. I'm just saying Cleveland didn't make the right decision to get rid of him.
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody would say he's a good running back at this point. Like, I don't even feel like that's going out on
but
him.
But I'm just saying Cleveland didn't make the right decision getting rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
I can never admit to Cleveland doing like, anything smart.
I feel like your thing has to hinge on whatever they do with the pick. Like, that's what you should be concentrating on is whatever they do with the pick. You be like, now, see, that's worse than having Trent Richardson. Like, that's what you need to be waiting out. To see, nope. It's like a long game.
That's admitting that they potentially could make a good decision.
No, you just keep going. Well, let's see what they do with the pick. That's all.
When it comes draft time, then I'll switch to that mode.
Yeah. But you just gotta go, let's see what they do with the pick. And then whoever they pick, you just be like, I don't like him.
For right now, I'm going to say that this season would have been a lot better had they still had Trent.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because he already knew the scheme. They had to teach a new running back how to lose in that system.
They started winning after they traded that nigga, man. Like,
but that's because they switched quarterbacks right at the same time.
I'm just saying, man.
They had a brand new quarterback.
I think they started winning because they was trying to lose.
The second half of that next week, they had a brand new quarterback and they won miraculously.
I think they started winning because they was trying to tank and it just kept not working. It was like, we got rid of Trent Richardson. Now we can go ahead and get this first pick and, they didn't know how to do it.
Yep, because we know they definitely wanted Manziel or Bridgewater or somebody like that.
The main thing I hate about this game for the Chiefs, Alex Smith, because this nigga finally gave Dwayne Bowe over 100-yard game in the playoffs when nobody is playing, nobody fantasy football going. Now you want to give him 150-yard game, his best game ever with your punk ass? Fuck you, man. What an asshole. Could have been doing this shit the whole year.
Maybe it's Dwayne Bowe. Maybe Dwayne Bowe actually decided to play better because it's the playoffs and the spotlight was all on him.
Nah. It's Alex. That nigga was throwing. He was throwing farther. Did you see him?
He was throwing further.
He was throwing long. Man, I was like, I didn't know you could do this. Now he gonna be watched. Now he gonna want an extension.
Here's the thing, man. Again, he's throwing further, but you gotta. I put that back on Andy Reid, man. Mm-hmm. I was giving Andy Reid the credit earlier in the year, and not giving Alex Smith really the credit for winning the game. So I'm gonna give Andy Reid the blame. Andy Reid hadn't been designing plays for him to go deep.
That might be it for sure.
And Indianapolis defense is terrible. That's the other part of it.
Yep.
Indy has a terrible defense.
Well, they're terrible when the other team gets the ball 7 times in the first half because your quarterback keeps throwing fucking picks.
I don't know how he won that game without interceptions.
Dude.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
Nobody. Alex Smith outplayed this nigga, and all I keep hearing is Andrew Luck, just a young quarterback with another clutch performance. Yeah, clutch because he tried to clutch it from the jaws of fucking victory.
Now, I don't know if you actually watched and listened to the game.
I just watched it. I watched it with the sound on.
Because I haven't heard one of the commentators speak about the fact that they was like, Smith is a safe quarterback. He didn't go downfield, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but is that necessarily a bad thing?
It's not necessarily a bad thing. I agree.
Like, he didn't have, it's not like he got Anquan Boldin, on his team to throw deep to.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, though. Is Alex Smith a top 10 quarterback to you?
No.
All right. That's all they're saying. That's all anybody's saying. But, like, it's one of those things.
But it can only be 10, though. That's the thing about being a top 10. There can only be 10.
Well, it's just, it's one of those things, though, where people talk him up until you go, all right, so where do you rank him? And then it's like, oh, you're like, I don't know, 15th best quarterback. You're like, yeah, well, that's all I'm saying. Like, he's not elite.
I wouldn't put Russell Wilson in that category either, but he stayed winning.
I put Russell Wilson in the top 10.
I don't know that I put him in the top 10. Yeah. And I like Russell Wilson. I love Russell Wilson. He actually played for NC State, too.
Yeah, yeah, he top 10. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm saying it. what? He one of them people on my short list of, nigga, I don't want to play him. When he come into your town, you be like, man, really, we gotta play this nigga. He ain't gonna fuck up. He can run.
But that's the same thing you said about Alex Smith.
Nah, with Alex, it's like, even with a talented receiving core, I don't expect him to put up numbers. With Russell Wilson, he's basically doing it with some niggas from the Park and Rec League as his wide receiving core. Name the receivers on that team.
You can't.
Right.
Except for the one that's hurt.
And
even him, you can't say his name.
I tried to name him, right? I was like I was, cause I know this shit. I was like, Doug Baldwin, Golden Tate.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Sidney Rice. And then he was like, and I was like, when's the last time I seen Sidney Rice? And it was like, he's hurt. I was like, okay. Percy Harvin hadn't played a actual real, like,
he played one game.
Yeah, he hadn't really played a season with this nigga this year. Like, he basically played a game and then took the rest of the season off. I don't know who the third receiver is on this team.
Yeah, he stayed winning. I wouldn't give him top 10, but then he would be the first dude I pick up if I had to pick my team for flag football, and I'm like, who am I picking up?
I just want to know, if he ain't top 10, who in the top 10 has even a comparable receiving core to him? Nobody. Maybe Cam, if you put Cam in your top 10.
Yeah, Cam doesn't have.
Yeah, maybe Cam, if you had put him in your top 10. Other than that, every single person, you would trade their receivers for Seattle's without thinking about it.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, the truth.
I can't wait till AJ Green go, though.
Yep. Speaking of the truth with young quarterbacks. Oh, and obviously the moral of the story for all you Chiefs fans, especially the ones that talk shit the entire season and the ones that kept talking about, I don't see why Philly didn't want Andy Reid. What's so bad about him? That, nigga. That's what's so bad about him. He's a fucking scorpion and you carrying him across the river on your back. And you almost got to the edge, and he stung you in your back. He said, why'd you do that? He said, because I'm a fucking scorpion.
Yep.
Stupid.
Good luck for the Colts next week against the Patriots, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, good luck, guys.
They actually had a week to record all your plays.
Yeah, they know all the plays now. I hope y'all gonna change up signals because they know that shit.
Because just because they signed your boy that hadn't played in a year,
Deion Branch.
Yeah, Deion Branch to play.
You know they
y'all.
Don't be teaching Deion shit.
Man,
Deion probably only know run straight, run left.
Yeah, the only person that knows anything about what the Patriots are gonna do is the cameraman.
Yeah, did y'all hire the cameraman? Then what's the point? It can't do no subterfuge with the fucking receiver. He don't know he don't know y'all's plays.
Yeah, and the cameraman will end up disappearing. Like him, his family, the kindergarten teacher, everybody's disappearing when it's time for him to lead the Patriots.
My Eagles lost to the Saints. I didn't feel too confident about this. I said it on the show. I said it also at the basketball court. The Eagles could lose 35-7 or they could win 35-7 and neither one would surprise me because I don't know what the fuck team is going to show up. I thought we played admirably. We played at home in the cold. I said we needed snow. It didn't snow. So I was nervous.
I still expected y'all to win.
Everybody that doesn't really watch Eagles games thought we would win, which is funny as somebody that has watched, you know, most of the games this season. There's no way you can feel confident about what the Eagles will do as a unit. Like, I felt confident that Nick Foles would come out, not turn the ball over, and play, you know, pretty well. But the defense, man, you don't know who's going to do what. Like, our defense sometimes is just out there. You know what I mean?
Well, see, ironically, that's why I thought you all would do well, is because I had more respect for your defense. Then I guess maybe you did.
Yeah. I've been watching these niggas, and it's not good.
Well, I looked at too, when I looked at a lot of y'all wins, teams weren't scoring a lot of points on y'all. It's not like Denver's defense. I guess nobody's like Denver's defense, but you know, teams were averaging maybe 20 points, and here it is, the Saints only put up 26 points. So
yeah.
That's kind of what I expected, and I thought you guys would outscore them.
Yeah, I mean, that's good in theory and shit, but watching these niggas, like, it just never felt like this was a championship-level team. I felt like we had a puncher's chance, which is really all you can ask for, in my opinion, in the NFL at this point. Like, you get a puncher's chance, you got to take it, you know? So I was cool, but this is the same team that gave up 48 to Minnesota. Without Adrian Peterson. And that was in week 15. So it ain't even like that shit was a long time ago.
Yeah, but look at all them points y'all put up in the snow game.
Yeah. No, that's our offense. I'm cool with that. I think our offense is good.
So that's what I'm saying.
But defensively, we are really suspect is my only thing.
I pulled up y'all's schedule.
Yeah.
27, 30, 16, 20, 20, 20, 3, 7. 20, 13, 16, 20, 20, 30. Like, teams hadn't been scoring a lot on y'all.
Nah, you counting some of ours. I'm saying, like, go look at what they scored. 27.
No, I'm looking at the defensive.
Look, 27, 33, 26, 52.
That 52.
I didn't hear you say 52.
I skipped over that one.
Okay.
It wouldn't have made my argument. if I say that one, like, it's not going to make my argument.
Some of these teams that scored 20 are like the Giants and the Bucks. Like, them niggas, they wasn't supposed to be putting up 20 on anybody, and they put up 20 on us. You know, like, I just think our defense has been suspect. Not necessarily, I'm not saying they're terrible. They're suspect. Like, they'll come out and just have a bad game sometimes. I don't even count this as a bad game, but if you told me, Rod, y'all will have the lead, 5 minutes left, up by one, Drew Brees has the ball, it's like, oh, we're going to lose.
Since Foles been quarterback, the defense has been good.
It's been better because there's a lot less turnovers. Yep. Field position
practically
is better.
Practically none. What, he had like 1-2 interceptions?
Yeah, like I think he might have had 2 picks the whole year. I can't believe that dude was talking about we need to let him go. 27 touchdowns, 2 picks. He was like, yeah, man, y'all should probably think about getting another quarterback, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't let Vic go. Nigga, bye, Mike Vic. Bye.
He really threw up almost 3,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Without even playing, what, 6-7 games this year?
He played 13 games. Started 10. So 3 of those he came in relief of Mike Vic. Bye, Mike Vick. No offense. And I'm not even saying this, like, I expect them to put up 47 and two next year. He's going to throw more picks next year. He might even, you know, not throw as many touchdowns per game. I don't give a fuck. Bye, Mike Vick. Hello, Nick Foles. Hello, the Aryan Nation. We rolling with racism now. I don't understand why anybody would think that we should have any reservations about starting this dude next year. What else does he have to do? If this was a black quarterback and he did this shit, we would all be like, oh, they talking about keeping the starter around too? This some bullshit. Nah, it's his team now.
I'm shocked he didn't have a job just based off his size alone. Yeah. And for all you women, the size queens out there, I mean, right. The dude is 6'6", 240 something, 250. Like, he a big kid that can throw that ball.
Yeah, Mike Vick is, he over, man. Like, he got to go somewhere else. I don't think that means he's over as a quarterback. I don't think it means he can't go start on some other team. I mean, there's a lot of shitty quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, he can go to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He can go to the Jets.
The Browns.
Oakland.
Anywhere. I mean, he ain't got to go home, but he got to get the fuck out of Philly. Bye, nigga.
He could go to Cincinnati.
Yep.
They questioned Andy Dalton, who we've questioned all year long.
Yeah. Like, it's so bad now. That like Nick Foles played so good this year, I found myself being like, but what about the dogs? Like, that's how good he was playing. I was like, you know what, man, as an animal lover, I think Mike Vick should go.
Yeah, black people in Philly saying, fuck you niggas, I'll fight all y'all.
Mm-hmm,
I'll fight y'all with them.
Every nigger in here got Riley Cooper's back.
Yep.
It was just a tough game, man. We couldn't stop the run for shit, and nobody saw that coming. Mark Ingram, 97 yards. Some nigga, K. Robinson, 45 yards. Sproles, 29. Just killed us, man. Just absolutely killed us. You just had to take it like that sometimes, man. People made a big deal, too big of a deal of how cold it was and the fact that the Saints were playing on the road. And they hadn't won a road playoff game, in like ever. And I was like, you know, man, that's cool, but how can y'all feel so confident about Philly? Like, it just didn't make sense that the media was feeling this confident about this team that I've been watching all year on pins and needles, man.
Yeah, I could see if the media had been giving y'all respect all year, but they hadn't. So I was confused about that. But as far as for myself, I really thought y'all had the game, and even watching it, I felt like y'all would, like, the first quarter, I was like, oh, they, what are they doing? Like, they really should be up two touchdowns now.
Yeah.
Cause the D was holding the Saints the first half. You were actually up, what, 7-6 first half?
But let's keep it real, though, and 100%. Both of the games we've just talked about, these are close games. And it's weird that people talk about them so definitively. We really were, a holding call on the Saints.
A face mask penalty.
One more Drew Brees inadvertent pick. The Colts were, you know, one bad play call. One, you know, like if Andy Reid somehow calls a different play on third and short from losing these games. Like, these were some close-ass games. Like, Saints fans was all in my timeline talking all this shit, which is annoying, man, because I don't go in anybody's timeline on Twitter. Like, I don't know if people notice, and maybe it's just not sports etiquette or these people are just rude as shit, but I don't talk shit to anybody about my team. I talk shit openly to just the world, and then people just show up in my mentions like, nigga, fuck your team, nigga. Like, it's weird as shit. Like, I'm not seeking you out. Leave me alone.
It's the only way to trump you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you write a lot of the times, it's like, oh, this is my one chance to get back and rub it in.
You know what's funny, though? I wasn't predicting the Eagles win. I wasn't even trying to be right. I was just talking shit. Like, the Saints kept doing this thing where their defensive players would pretend to be hurt to slow our offense down. And they do it all the time. You know, like, a lot of teams do it against the Eagles. They do the, oh, I got a cramp. I need to come out the game. But really, they're just trying to get a breather, get the defense, stop our offense from, you know, running our, quick hurry up offense. And, all the niggas came back in the game except one dude. So the Eagles were booing the people for pretending to be hurt. People was like, oh, look at them booing the people they could really be hurt. I was like, them niggas ain't hurt. I'm watching the game like, you know this dude gonna come back in the game in one play. Stop acting like he hurt.
Yep.
So I was making jokes about it. All of a sudden, people all up in my mentions and shit, man. It's like, okay, man, I'm watching the game too. I'm not looking to see what you talking about and then coming over there like, fuck you, nigga. Yep. But that's what they was doing to me. So that was weird.
In your face.
Yeah. It's like, can y'all do realize that I don't talk shit about my teams though? Y'all do realize that I don't seek none of y'all out to talk shit? I just like to have fun with my shit. Anyway. Chargers did beat the Bengals pretty definitively. Andy Dalton. What have we said about this nigga? What have we told y'all about this nigga all year? Suspect.
Man, they not listening to us. They just skimming through.
He's suspect. I was like, this dude is suspect as shit. Even with AJ Green, he's suspect. I'm so glad to just see him come back down to earth on that Jake DeLone shit. And just have that moment where everybody has to fall back and be like, oh yeah, this dude is pretty terrible.
Man, Green had 34 yards this
AJ game. Green, 34 yards, inexcusable.
That's your number one receiver. He should have been thrown to at least 20 times this game.
Right. And you know why he has to be thrown to 20 times this game? Because Andy Dalton is not good. Like, if you're good, you don't have to do that. Right? Yep. Like if you're Peyton Manning, and they say, Peyton Manning, we're going to take away your best receiver, and we're going to make sure you didn't get the ball. Peyton Manning goes, cool, I'm going to just throw it to everybody else, and they're going to all have 100 or something yards each.
Yep, and accurate passes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Andy Dalton passed the ball
51 times.
So out of them 51, I'm just saying 20 should have gone to AJ Green. That's not even unreasonable.
It's not even that big of a percentage, like 40%.
So I'm confused as to why he confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How the fuck this dude only got 3 catches?
I hope they don't tie Andy Dalton to Marvin Lewis. Which they will.
They will. And it's Marvin Lewis's fault, by the way. Phillip Rivers only threw the ball 16 times.
Yep.
And got that W. So yeah, man, it's really.
Name his receivers. Since we talking about Russell Wilson receivers, can you even name his receivers?
I know one of them, Keenan Allen, because he was on my fantasy team.
Right, you can't.
Eddie Royal, he had a big game in like week 3 and never again. Is Vincent Brown still there? No?
It's something Brown.
Antonio Gates.
Reggie Brown. Yeah, he's still there. He got one catch though.
Yo, man, I feel like I'm going to take my hand off the screen to see a whole bunch of niggas.
You are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Danny Woodhead, but he's a running back. Yep. So is Ryan Matthews. Is this Ronnie Brown?
Yep.
The running back? Damn, they let this nigga catch a pass? God damn. Ronnie Brown, 75 years old, bro.
Somebody Green.
L. Green? Who the right. fuck is L? Ladarius Green. Ladarius, what did I tell you? Oh, he's a tight end.
He made it, ma.
Yeah, Ladarius, dinner's ready.
So who was the actual receiver for this team? Everybody get passes.
Yeah, wow. And he only threw the ball 16 times for 128 yards. They basically ran the ball all over these niggas, man. Just Andy Dalton's terrible, man. Just he's a terrible quarterback. Watch them niggas fuck around and pay him and keep him there for another year. And the last game of the week, 49ers and the Packers.
Oh. Heartbreaking game.
You were going for the Packers in this one?
Oh, yeah. My little brother Jeremy, he's a Packers fan. We was watching the game at Chili's. You know, he was up. He was down. He was up again.
I'm actually surprised that you pulled for the Packers. I thought the 49ers were more your speed, man.
No, well, remember I kept saying that the Packers going to have to see the 49ers.
Yeah.
But they both going to have to go see Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is right. Yeah, yeah. You were kind of saying like the 49ers not as good as Seattle.
Yep.
So, yeah, that how if they play again, that'll be interesting.
But you know, I was up. I was rooting for Green Bay. They was up at one point and it was like, good night.
Yeah,
he closed his eyes on that last click, last kick.
Green Bay's defense is so banged up and shit. that it's actually a little bit suspect that the 49ers didn't put up more points on them. Like, yeah. Do you feel that way at all?
The 49ers offense has been suspect, even though they have two great receivers.
Yeah.
It's no way you have Crabtree and Bolden and you're not averaging 40 points a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is. I thought Green Bay did well for having Aaron come back only 1 week after the injury that he had. And mm-hmm. I knew his arm was going to kind of be like a noodle. Mm-hmm. But I still expected them to win just because they have a good coach. Mm-hmm. I believe in their coach. They was winning when he wasn't there.
Eddie Lacy put up a big game. I mean, not big, but like a consistent game. 81 yards on the ground, man. I like that kid's game.
And the 49ers are hard to run against.
Right, yeah. I really like that kid's game, man. That was tough sledding. Aaron Rodgers was not his normal self, but this is that myth of the code that people just don't want to accept. When you have a passing quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and he's playing in the code, I don't give a fuck if he was born and raised in Green Bay. It's still cold for everybody.
Yeah, it's cold for everybody.
It's not passing weather. And I think while everybody was doing the whole, oh, Green Bay at home in the frozen tundra, they weren't thinking like, this is a pass happy Green Bay team that typically, goes on the road and plays well. Like, this is a team that, I don't know if they've had home. They didn't even have home field advantage in the playoffs that they won the Super Bowl.
Yep. And the other thing about playing in the cold is, the one thing I will say about teams that consistently play in the cold is you should have more plays prepared for this type of weather because you know you can't pass in it. But on the flip side is, all these guys played college football in the cold somewhere. Mm-hmm. They all have played in the cold, so it's not going to affect one player more than the other. Like, they've played in the cold before. I don't know of a college team that has
done. I don't know about players, but I agree that it doesn't affect players. But the scheme, like you said, it does affect the scheme, right? And if you told me just on a piece of paper, you didn't tell me the names of what the teams and where they were coming from. You just told me this is the percentage of run plays they do. This is the type of passing plays that they call, their quarterback attributes. I would have picked the 49ers every time over the Packers in this weather because you got a quarterback who can run the ball.
Yep.
You have a team that's run first and a tough defense. Yeah, they're going to win that game because, it's in the cold and that is cold football right there.
I can't imagine catching that cold ass football coming to me, even with gloves on.
Yeah. Crabtree did it. I can't imagine it.
And hand warmers, because I'm going to have some hand warmers inside my gloves.
Think I won't be slapping that ball down. Ew, get that away from me. Right. Trying to hurt myself. I don't even like catching, if you just threw me, a basketball in the cold, it'll hurt my hands.
Right. We saw people this past week at this cold ass weather throwing water in the air and watching it freeze.
Right.
So imagine a hard ass football.
Boiling water.
Right. A hard-ass football coming at you in this same cold-ass weather. No, sir.
Yeah.
You can keep that shit. I retire. But I guess that's the thing where you blame. I don't understand coaching at that point because every year you know the playoffs, you have to play in the cold somewhere.
Yep.
I don't understand it, but it is what it is. You'll learn eventually. That's why some teams are losers and some are winners.
What do you think is going to happen this weekend, man? Saints play the Seahawks. What do you think?
Oh, and I don't want to blame. I was nervous. I first looked at it and I was like, we played them already. Mm-hmm. Beat the shit out of them early in the season. Mm-hmm. I was like, but it's the playoffs. We'll win by a close one. And the reason I feel we'll win by a close one is because even though the Seahawks are relatively new going this far in the playoffs consistently, they play every game seems like close games. Mm-hmm. They consistently win a lot of close games. So they used to it. They confident. And they have fun out there.
I think the Seahawks destroy them.
You think it's not even close?
Not even close.
I think it's close.
I feel like I'm turning this game off at 6 to take a nap to watch the 8 o'clock game. it had that feel to me like I don't think people respect how terrible the Eagles defense played and how good Seattle is, and they coming off a week rest. And I don't think you'll be in the same scenario where. They can't move the ball and the play calling they're just going to whoop the Saints ass and it's going to be like, oh yeah, that's right. The Saints barely got into the playoffs. That's what we're going to remember.
I will say the one thing I did notice about the Saints last week, mm-hmm. Them niggas play dirty, man.
Yeah.
They play, and I don't even, that's not a coaching thing. Yeah. That's just, they aim, like, I literally think they aim at the knees. Even on offense, I watch them hit people in the knees. I'm like, wait, you're on offense. Why are you hitting someone in the knee? I thought that's more of the cornerback thing.
Yeah, it felt a lot like Bounty Gate when I was watching the game. But I didn't even want to be a sore loser and shit, so I was just like, good game. I mean, what are you going to say? They won by two, good game. I mean, but yeah, it was like, damn, these niggas really play ruthless.
Yeah, they play, like, after the play, several hits after the play. I'm like, it's only one flag the whole game?
Yeah,
flag?
y'all play for keeps. the Patriots and the Colts play. I'm going to go with the Colts on the road here, upsetting the Patriots and Tom Brady.
I'm going with Patriots.
Because I hate the Patriots.
They know the Colts plays.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots won because they do know all the plays. And Andrew Luck probably is going to come out and throw two picks right away and put them right in the hole and shit. But I feel like the Patriots are way more suspect than people think this year. And they had the benefit of a weak division. And
every year they have that benefit.
Right, and they have a lot more injuries than people think. And a lot less veterans than people think. And I feel like they're a prime candidate to be the first home dog to go down this weekend.
Yeah, I mean
home favorite.
I understand all those points. I can't argue any of those points. I'll even go as far as to say Tom Brady been looking suspect to add on to that all year. Mm-hmm. You could say it's because he didn't have anybody to pass to. But we just argued neither does Russell Wilson. So that argument kind of goes out the window for him.
Yeah.
I just think.
Well, I don't think his defense is as good as Russell Wilson's defense. And I don't think his running game is as good as Russell Wilson's running game.
I just solely think they'll win because they know the Colts plays.
Yeah. And that's not a bad reason to think they'll win.
that is the only reason.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
And like you said, look, he's been playing. Luck, worse than Brady.
Yeah, Luck gonna come out and throw us a couple picks. That's just what he do now.
He gonna give him,
people don't like talking about it because he white, but he throw a couple picks pretty much every game at this point, and nobody want to discuss this shit.
Yeah, let me look, see how many he's throwing.
Yeah, it fucks up the narrative of Andrew Luck is the best player ever whenever you start being like, yeah, he can throw a lot of picks sometimes, and people be like, what? Don't bring that up. I'm like, what? Why not? Like, why doesn't that count as a thing that he does that is not good?
Yeah, we talk about it with everyone else.
Yeah, if it would have been Cam Newton, if it was any black quarterback, we'd be bringing up the fact that sometimes they like to throw a pick or two. But with Andrew Luck, you say the dude throws a lot of picks, he would be like, nah, he don't be throwing no picks. Like, well, he has turnovers sometimes. That's all. He
threw 9 interceptions this year.
Yeah, not perfect.
For only
23 touchdowns.
Your quarterback, your new starting quarterback was Foles. Mm-hmm. He threw 25 in half the game.
Here's the good news. A marked improvement. A marked improvement, 23-9. 23-18 the year before that.
Anybody throwing 9 interceptions, you normally question them as should they be starting.
By the way, I had a dude, another dude at the basketball court, and he started that Cam Newton not as good as Andrew Luck thing. And I said, so last year when last year when RG3 was better than Luck, you had no, like, you don't think Cam better than both of them? He was like, nah, man, Andrew Luck, man, he's a better passer. I said, hold up. How many picks did Andrew Luck throw last year? I don't know, not that many. You might want to look it up. He's like, was it double digits? You might want to look it up.
Because if you tell him, he won't believe.
Yeah, it was almost 20. Let's not talk about it. Anyway, not to hate on Andrew Luck anymore than I already do. But yeah, I feel like he'll come out, throw a couple picks, and they'll win. I hope they'll win. I'm only going with the shit that I hope happens, by the way. Panthers 49ers, man. What'd you think about this one?
Oh, I'm going home team all day long. Let's go Panthers.
Listen, and I'm going to tell you right now, my agenda for this fucking postseason, I thought of it last week as soon as the Eagles went out. And most of you other motherfuckers that are black, as soon as your team goes out, you will join my bandwagon. The only few of y'all that are holding out are only holding out because your team is still in the playoffs. And that's cool. That's great. But the greater fucking good would be served by Cam motherfucking Newton winning a Super Bowl against the whitest of the white coming out of the AFC. I need this to happen in my life. It would make my life so much better. I want to talk shit the same way I talk shit when LeBron won. Y'all think I will lose my fucking mind. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be ignorant. So if it's your team that's playing Cam Newton and you don't feel like following me or talking to me for a while, that's fine. Cause I'm going to be ignorant if Cam Newton wins the Super Bowl. He is the blackest quarterback in the NFL right now. And he is playing against some of the whitest of the white. And people keep going like, well, Rod, isn't it? My team is the 49ers. What if Colin Kaepernick wins?
He's not black.
He's biracial. And the reason I say he's biracial is because anytime I call him black, some white person on Twitter reminds me that he's biracial. I need it to be Cam.
Yep.
Whenever I bring up Russell Wilson, he's a little too much like compromise. No diss to Russell Wilson. No diss to Russell Wilson. But he's such a fucking professional that he will never say the wrong thing. He'll never be arrogant. He'll never appear to be cocky. Like, if you ever watched a press conference with Russell Wilson, name one personal thing about Russell Wilson that you know.
He likes to play baseball.
Right. Right. Is Russell Wilson married? Does Russell Wilson have kids?
He probably got five baby mamas. We don't know.
Has Russell Wilson ever violated the law?
He got home control, man.
Yeah, I can't tell you. What's Russell Wilson's middle name? I can't tell you shit about this dude.
His middle name is probably Takarius.
Right. Russell Takarius Wilson. He's too safe for me to get behind the same way. Now, I won't deny him. I mean, if him or Kaepernick wins, I still would feel like that counts as a black quarterback victory. But the blackest of the quarterback victories will be that black ass Cam Newton, dog. You know that nigga just smile and make white people mad.
Oh, man. Russell's middle name is Carrington.
Dude. Even his middle name is safe. Dude, when I said on Twitter, that I want to see Cam Newton win, why did some white dude hit me up talking about? I said, cause if you don't root for Cam Newton at this point, you're probably just racist. The dude improved. He worked hard. He stopped pouting on the sideline. Well, I just don't like him cause he pouted on the sideline. I said, when's the last time he pouted on the sideline? Did it happen this year? No. You're a racist. Blocked. That's what I do now. I just block people. No more discussions. I'm tired of this shit. And if you want to see that and more ignorance, then you need to be rooting for Cam Newton too, guys. Okay. That's the official dude that I'm rooting for the rest of the NFL season. If he doesn't win it, he doesn't win it. What does it matter? They already call him sorry.
Yep.
They're going to shit on him no matter what. Even if he won the Super Bowl, they'll shit on him. If he wins though, I get the shit on them.
Here's the thing. Even if you don't like Cam, we know they all like Steve Smith. He's the safe Negro. Mm-hmm. You get to see him potentially fight somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steve Smith will hurt someone.
Every week there's an opportunity he will fight somebody during the game.
I just want Cam Newton to do that goddamn Superman pull off the shirt thing in the end zone at the Super Bowl.
I actually want him to save and do something different. Like some Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, Terrell Owens ignorance.
I think Cam is not an ignorant dude. Like, I don't think Cam, see, this is the thing people don't realize about Cam Newton. Cam Newton wants to be an icon.
Oh, he's about his money.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that white people that are racist hate him. Is because he is so focused on being an icon. He wants to be the biggest star in the NFL. And they don't like that about him. Because if you're a black dude, you don't get to have that type of confidence about yourself in America. Someone always got to tell you to calm it down a little bit. Yep. Tone it down. Bring your dreams in. We don't need you just have out here believing in yourself. It makes us feel bad. It makes me feel insecure working at the fucking Safeway. So I'm gonna need you to bring your dreams down a little bit, Cam Newton.
And that's why I want him to do it. And that's the one time he can do it is while he's winning during the Super Bowl. He can display that level of ignorance, and they'll say, "See, that's uncalled for."
Yeah. See, I don't want.
But.
At the
end of it, they have to say Super Bowl champion.
I like for him
quarterback.
I would like for him to do it the same way he's been doing it, because they already mad at that. It's just Superman.
each touchdown, I would like to see him step it up. So I would like I say, that's why I named two ignorant people. I want him to be there. Even Randy Moss level of mooning the fake moon after the score and the touchdown. Like, just that level of ignorance for you.
Yeah, I don't want that.
20
man.
Years from now, they'll still be, like, think about it. 20 years from now, no, they'll still be looking at the popcorn.
I am thinking about it.
They'll still be looking at the pom-poms. They'll still be looking at the Randy Moss moon. They'll be looking at all those things, and especially during the Super Bowl, it will always come up with Cam Newton.
Yeah, fuck that. No. I do not need it to be the Nigger Bowl. I'm not, like, they would turn that shit into just a diatribe on racism. I need him to be just who he is right now. Get that Disney commercial. No, smile for the camera. Look happy. Kiss that motherfucking trophy. Put on that ring. I need him to do all that shit. Become a brand. Get his own clothing line. Do all the shit.
He already got the clothing line.
Yeah, I mean, but not a Super Bowl clothing line. I need him to do that shit. I need him to get more ads. I want him to be throwing pizzas at people at fucking Papa John's. I want him to do all the shit the white boys do so it could just be black. Now it's black shit just because a black person doing it. I don't need him to do no stereotypical ignorant shit. That's for Steve Smith. Steve Smith, I need you to be ignorant. Yo ass get a touchdown. I want you humping the goalpost. I want you pointing at your dick. All that shit. Like, that's fine. Somebody should be ignorant. I just don't want it to be Cam. Let Cam be like the cool kid that's a nerd that go to school that you know what I mean? Like, let him be that guy. And, we'll let Smitty be ignorant. He about to be out the league anyway, right?
Yep, he definitely.
Give a fuck. Broncos Chargers, listen. I don't know who going in.
It's going to be a lot of touchdowns thrown.
I tell you what I do know. The Broncos better win. Let Peyton lose this shit. Man. Oh, man. Like, that's the thing about Peyton Manning. Even with the Super Bowl, he has to be nervous every playoff game. Because he already know how the story going to go if they lose. It don't matter what he do, baby. He going to put up 49. If they lose 49-50, he's going to be like, Peyton Manning chokes again in the playoffs.
You know, here's the other thing too with Peyton that I don't get. He should just wear his ring more often and just be like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
But
he can't.
He won't.
He can't because Eli got two.
Yeah.
Eli, like, you've been saying it all year. He can't even celebrate.
Eli wear his two.
Because Eli got two.
Eli
can't
wear
even
his
plus.
Two all the time.
Yeah, he's such a bad position, man.
Hey, as a receiver, your legs will be tired this game right here. Yeah. Cause y'all gonna do a lot of fucking running routes.
Oh my God.
At least when the run plays, the receivers don't have to run routes. They just block.
Don't let it be cold, Justin. Don't let it be cold in Denver outside. Even with home court advantage now, he's outdoors. This isn't like Indianapolis. Well, he had home court advantage. Oh, cool. We'll be in the dome. We can play our game. This nigga gonna be in the cold even with the wind.
Do they make special gloves for the cold weather? But the receivers can actually wear and their fingers don't break?
I don't know, man, but I'm so nervous for Peyton right now, dude. Like, real talk. I think they had the last game of the weekend too. Yep. Oh man, this nigga lose, bruh.
He losing. It's too much pressure. He can't handle all this pressure.
Twitter is gonna be ruthless. Ruthless. Let this man, let him make any mistakes, by the way. Let him come out and like for Peyton, mistakes only have to be drop passes. It don't even have to be like interceptions. If his receivers drop a pass, that's his fault.
Man, Eli gonna be on Twitter. Trolling.
Yeah.
Eli gonna be on Twitter trolling.
Eli gonna be like watching the game and then like, his view of the TV gonna have two trophies on top of it. Like, just watching the game.
Can I just comment on Russell Wilson one more time?
Sure.
He has three dogs. I bet you can't guess the type of dogs.
Labrador Retrievers?
He has a Beagle.
Okay.
A Great Dane. And a Dachshund.
Yeah, okay. What, did it say the names of the dogs?
Yep.
What are the names?
Penny is the Beagle. Mm. Callie is the Dachshund, and the Great Dane is named Prince.
I'm just gonna come out and say it, Justin. And I've been saying it in private for a while, but it's time to make it public on Balls Deep.
Don't say it, man. He still is black. He still is black.
No, that's not what I was gonna say. I would never disrespect that man like that. Russell Wilson is going to have some deep, dark secret scandal at like age 35. And it's gonna be something real fucked up. You know what I mean? It's just going to be something like, yo, you know this dude been beating his wife for 7 years? Like, what? Russell Wilson. He got, like, no one's as perfect as this dude. Like, it's something like he, like, I don't know, man. Like, dude has orphans that, like, stitch together his shoes or something. Like, something just evil as shit. Because how can you be that perfect, man?
Man, I don't know. He got a.
Is there anyone who doesn't like Russell Wilson? Have you met anyone that's ever been like, I don't like that nigga?
Nah. Duke fans? I don't.
Yeah, like, show hands in the chat room if you don't like Russell Wilson. Like, nobody hates Russell Wilson, man.
They don't like the fact he married a white woman, but
is he married to a white woman? Is that it? Because. I feel like nobody hates this dude.
That's about the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, Sparger hit the nail on the head. I feel like he's pre-scandal Tiger Woods. I feel like one day he's going to get hit upside the head with a football or a helmet or something from his wife, crash into a fucking fire hydrant. We're going to be like, what happened to Russell Wilson? Yo, he had 17 bitches on the side. 17, dog. He was fucking everything moving in Seattle. Something's up with that dude. Too perfect. All right. We got a bunch of articles, right? Dominican Sue got voted the most feared player in the NFL.
Why? It's been like 2 years since he did something terrible.
Yeah, yeah. He led all players with 61 votes, 19%. Wide receiver Calvin Johnson was second with 58 votes. Both these niggas at home.
Well, you should fear someone named Megatron.
Why the fuck would you be scared of these niggas and they at home, though? They ain't even make the playoffs with the two most feared players in the NFL on the same roster.
His name Megatron. You have to. And Indomica. It got Kong in his name. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
It's an anonymous survey of more than 320 players. Let me just ask you this, man. How did they get any votes for this? Cause I feel like this is the one question as an NFL player I'm not answering.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer it.
Who you most scared of? Man, fuck you. Nobody. I'm scared I hurt myself, bitch. Get out of here.
I check for myself.
Get out of here, reporter.
I'm scared of myself. I don't know how I react to certain situations.
Yeah, I'm scared I kill a nigga for asking me a stupid question, reporter.
I'm still working on my anger. We see this periodically at the gym. I'm still working on not lashing out at people.
Last week, two NFL players violated the NFL concussion rules.
So not hitting people in the head or playing? Which
they played. Apparently, doctors did not identify the players, but one was Green Bay tackle David Bakhtiari, who went into a game for an extra point try despite being examined for a concussion and not cleared. The other was Saints quarterback Keenan Lewis, who remained on the sideline but did not get back on the field. I remember him. Here's the thing. It's fucked up that they put this on the players. Isn't that right? Like,
yeah.
Two players violated. No, two teams violated the rules because honestly, when you have a concussion, you're not thinking right. So you can't really put it on that dude. Someone has to restrain that guy, get him off the field, keep him away from the action. If you allow a guy back onto the field, that's the fault of your trainers. It's the fault of your doctors and the fault of the coaching staff. And when the NFL gets their shit together and starts treating this seriously, they're going to have to start suspending coaches. I think that's the only way to stop it.
They'll find the players and feel like that's their solution.
They're going to find the player. Like, that's $20,000. I don't even remember that game. Well, too bad.
I won't even say the players. Anytime you want change, you have to hit somebody at the top. Getting mad at the McDonald's employee means nothing. Mm-hmm. But you sue the person that owns the McDonald's. change will happen.
The doctors found no fault in how the team medical staffs conducted themselves. If a player refuses to follow your advice and leave the sidelines after being diagnosed with a concussion, we recommend that the head athletic trainer seek assistance from the player's position coach or another member of the coaching staff or from another team official to remove the player from the sidelines as soon as possible.
Right. But did they do that?
Right. Doesn't sound like it. He was still there. Anyway, man, that's just fucked up.
Because they'll get him off the field if it's anything else.
Yep.
And they examine him in the private room, I thought.
Well, they examine him on the sideline.
Right, but I've seen...
But if you have, like, a more serious concussion, like, they decide, like, you're done, then they take you off of the sideline.
But
the dude for the Saints, I don't know if you watched that game, he clearly was done. And he sat that whole game on the sideline. Why?
But that's what I guess. What I've seen them examine players, like they take them to the little private room or in the back to examine them for concussion symptoms.
Yeah,
I've seen both, but I've seen a lot where they just take them off to the side. This should just be common practice to go ahead and take them to the back.
Yeah, exactly.
You can bring them back.
You can bring him back if he's not got a, if he doesn't have a concussion. Just take him to the side. I mean, take him inside.
Yeah, but if he's already inside, you don't have that issue.
Listen, we normally don't talk about college football here. And when we do, you know, I don't watch a lot. But I watched the championship this year.
Yeah, we have watched a few college games this year. This is more than normal for definitely for me.
Me too. And I've been on the record of saying I'm not really a huge Jameis Winston fan. And I don't mean that in a negative way like most people mean it, where they go, I'm not a huge fan, but what they really mean is I don't like that motherfucker. I just mean I haven't been paying attention to him as a person. I've only heard the story and I've seen the stats and occasionally I watch a game, but I've never stuck around to see him talk to anybody. I have never seen that dude do an interview except for when he won the Heisman. But I did see after he won the fucking championship and he was talking to the reporter. Let me see if I can play this for y'all because this is awesome. Oh, wait, I gotta take this off mute. That would help. Yeah, he got interviewed by a reporter and it kind of caused some controversy.
Going in this game, final drive, what did you tell your teammates around you?
I said, guys, we didn't come here for no reason. I said, guys, this is ours, man. This is how all the adversity we went through the first few quarters, it was ours to take. And like I was just saying, we control our own destiny. And those men looked me in my eye and they said, we got this, James. And I said, we said, I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong. Are you strong? I said, we're strong, man. After struggling through the
That's only one part of it. I wonder if I can find the whole thing. But he said that, and AJ McCarron's mother tweeted out that she didn't even know if he was talking English or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that bitch is racist.
Yeah, I watched.
You from Alabama?
I watched a few of his post game interviews. Cause you know they in the ACC, so just seeing him, you know, obviously, you know when they play ACC teams or highlights and things like that, I see his interviews, and they sound like they always do. He give praise to God, praise to his team. He told a lot during that interview. You could tell right when he stuttered. He was making up shit right after that. Everything he said after the stutter, he made up.
Yeah, because also, there's never been that much time in any huddle. I said, you strong, and we strong. We strong, and it's like, nigga, what's the play?
Yeah,
what's the play you calling?
Because right when he was like, cause you play it again, it's about halfway. Cause it's like,
with 1:15 to go in this game, final drive, what did you tell your teammates around you?
I said, guys, we didn't come here for no reason.
That's honest.
I said, guys, this is ours, man.
Honest.
This is all the adversity we went through. The first few quarters, it was ours to take. And like I was just saying, we control our own destiny. And those men looked me in my eye and they said, we got this, Jameis. And I said,
right there.
That's
when the lie started, right
we,
there.
We said, hold up. Let me get my lie straight.
That's
what was I saying?
I don't know how many times you've been lied to.
Yeah,
but they all kind of went that way right there.
Yeah, right when he hit that. Yeah,
we got this, Jameis. And I said, we said, are you sure?
Yeah,
that's when the lie.
You ain't
started.
Say that shit. You ain't say that shit.
And that's when I was like, Why are you lying on TV?
Yeah, I would have been like, Jameis, what was the play? When did you have time to call a play?
But that's that bullshit. He didn't have his interview hat on. Yeah.
And y'all didn't have any turnover. I mean, y'all didn't have any timeouts either. So when did you have time to say this?
He had that we just won. I forgot I'm on TV.
Yeah.
I'm getting something to drink tonight.
I had a prepared statement. What was I going to say? I remember something about saying we strong. What I say? Yeah. We said.
They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said, we strong, man. After struggling through the first half, what was the biggest adjustment you guys made at halftime?
We had to go back to playing Florida State football. We came out here, we were letting us be bigger than the game. We were bigger than the game. Then we had to say, hey, let's play Florida State football because can't nobody be bigger than this game. And we did that, and we came out victorious.
You had an embrace with your head coach, Jimbo Fisher. You've been through a lot with him.
By the way, at this point, I'm still kind of like not sold on him. Like, I'm like, I like this dude, young kid. Like the way he talk, kind of country. It's good. Makes sense. Name is Jameis. But the last like 40 seconds of his interview was where I was like, I love this dude.
This season, what did you guys share in that moment, Jameis?
We champions. We can say that we are champions together. And through everything that we went through all the haters, through every single thing, we came out victorious. And God did this.
That's where he got me.
Yep.
Because that's like a Facebook status. Haters, adversity, and God all in two sentences. I'm listening. I'm all ears. I said, this dude got Ray Lewis potential at the next level.
He do it after every game, man. He be like, thank God. Thank my teammate.
See, I ain't know that because I try not to get too involved in, you know, the personality of football players because, you know, shit can let you down, man.
They normally shorter than this one. Like I say, right, because I had been watching them. So right then when he started stuttering, I was like, why are you lying? Mm-hmm. Like everything else was on point. Like it is what I'm used to hearing. And then he started to lie, but he got back to it.
Yeah. When he got the Ray Lewis potential though, right after he said God the first time, he started getting that preacher voice, man. It's so good.
Every single thing, we came out victorious. And God did this. I'm so blessed. God. He's so blessed. Like, all the stuff that he handled with Ethan, and he come out here and coach us, that touched me. And it's nobody but God. It's nobody.
Get them, Jameis. Get them.
I want to play some football now.
Me too. Let's line up and do this, Jameis. Do this for God. That dude said, nobody but God. I said, this dude, wait till his voice get a little deeper because, you know, he's going to be adult in a couple years and he's going to be in that NFL. They're going to be interviewing him after them games. He's going to be doing a Ray Lewis, dog.
And that right there is why you couldn't find any evidence to prosecute him.
Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against him. It makes sense.
That touched me. And it's nobody but God. It's nobody.
He said, nobody but God. He put that extra syllable in God like Ray be doing.
See, and that's how you know he meant that because it was no stutter in that, no hesitation, yeah. No anything. Everything before that.
Yeah, I question. Said, he said, we said, yeah. This shit was just straight up. It was nobody but God.
Ethan being the reference to Jimbo's son, you said it once, you said it 100 times this season. If we're going to do it big, we're going to do it big then. How big is this moment?
It's the biggest. Happy birthday. My cousin in Afghanistan watching this game, Teola Winston. We're doing it for everybody. We're doing it big all over the country, all over the world. And I'm proud. I'm proud to say I'm a Florida State Seminole.
Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you.
Brett?
And I don't know why she had an issue with that.
What was wrong with that?
He got that country, yeah. Little twang in his voice. Country twang along with praising God. Maybe she hates God.
That must be it.
She hates God.
AJ McCarron mama hates God.
That fucking bitch.
That makes sense. What's wrong with you, lady?
How do you hate God? He didn't even say which God. He just said God. That's any God that you want to believe in.
I love that she tried to follow up her tweet after she deleted it with, anyone that knows our family knows we are far from racist. My tweet was not in any way meant that way. I sincerely apologize if I offended anyone. Whatever.
So what do you call people that hate God though? She hates God. What is she's is a hate, anti is it Semitic?
She's a
atheist.
Atheist? Yeah, she's not just an atheist.
Goddamn
atheists don't even care.
Yeah.
She a atheist. She hate people that like God.
Damn atheist.
She a atheist, dog. Why you gonna be hating on Jameis cause he love God?
No disrespect to the atheist.
Yeah. Now if she would have tweeted out if she would tweet it out, that nigga's a goddamn lie. Okay. Then now you got something we can work with. That's probably true. Right. He might have been shooting the... Might have been shooting the shit on a couple of those.
He exaggerated that. Yeah. We all been there. We wanted to make the story good.
He didn't have time to do all that talking on that last drive. I know, because the clock was running. But to get mad at that man for talking about some Jesus. Come on, man. The only thing could have made it better is he would have just said Jesus. But he said God. That's good, too. I accept it.
Praise him.
Dude, I felt the spirit of Ray Lewis when he was talking.
Goddamn atheist.
That dude said, we did this for... Cause all things through God. Then you hit that extra. So good, man. I can't wait for him to go to the NFL, man. But I wish he could go now.
We did compare him to Ray a few weeks ago too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like this dude is the second coming of Ray. On offense though.
Ray was at home in his rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Ray got on his knees. And threw his hands up in the air after that press conference.
Dude.
After that speech.
I said Ray Lewis running around the house waking all his kids up. Get up!
They had a prayer vigil right there.
Get up! You want to see a man of God? Get up and watch this. Daddy, it's bedtime. We're supposed to go to school tomorrow. You're going to watch this interview. Play it again.
And that right there is why he has someone put his chain around his neck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That right there. Because only God can bring that man the type of love that he needs to keep his chain safe during the game. Only God can bring that man a victory with 2 minutes left during a terrible passing game.
Jesus didn't wash his own feet. Jameis don't put on his own chain. It makes sense. It's humble.
Only God can get that man to... rise up above the hate that only a white woman can bring a black man. We seen it before in all the movies.
I said he's strong, we strong. I said, hold up. What was I saying? I forgot how this went.
Only God can give that man the type of story he needed to have to make that exaggeration what it was.
Through him, all exaggerations are possible. God.
I'm going to church after I leave her.
They put that extra H in God, man. Only people that were raised in the down south church know how to put that syllable in God, dude. That's people from other places in the world can't put that God, H in there.
I wanted a tambourine sound after this.
Everything he's going through with Ethan.
Everything's going to be all right.
Only God can do be that. All right. I said, this boy, who is this? I was like, I was about to go to bed. I was like, hold up. Hold up, rewind. Who is this? This Jameis? This what they be talking about?
Famous Jameis.
Likes this dude. I think he didn't do it after all.
Only God can get that man the Heisman Trophy over that white boy that had been winning for so long.
Oh, I'm just so glad they didn't ask him like, what you think God think about all that fornicating you was doing? Oh, nothing? Okay.
Only God can give me the strength to have that powerful erection. To make that woman feel the pleasure that I wanted her to feel. Praise him.
RG3, on the other end of the spectrum, bragged to his teammates that he could influence Redskin owner Daniel Snyder. Apparently, watching Redskins season, which has been over for a few weeks.
For a few weeks.
Apparently, they cannot keep out of the rumor mill. Like, whatever happened to just shut the fuck up? The Redskins do not believe in just shutting the fuck up.
The Redskins or him?
I think it's Shanahan and his son was leaking a lot of shit. Dan Snyder, I think, was leaking shit. And now apparently, somebody's leaking shit that RG3 was saying during the season. And it's all fucked up, man. Like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Nobody, y'all already losing, but now it's becoming that Cowboys thing where you make it worse by talking.
Ironically, prior to this, I was on the fence about RG3. He was getting on my nerve. Like, I just want him, like, get up my face. I want him out my face now.
Right.
Like, he's become that annoying child. If you don't get the fuck out my face, I'm going to whoop your ass and you're going to be grounded. After this comment, though, I like him again.
Because he was manipulating the owner?
Nope.
Why?
not even the braggadocious, because I really don't like that bragging, like, type of person. Like, just relax, just shine and, you know, do your thing. You don't got to brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I fucked 20 bitches. Like, nah, don't be that dude.
Right.
But I think he was doing it to be like, you could talk about me in your radio conference, the little receiver that was talking about him. But you know, I'm the one with the swag with the owner. You know, I can go to the owner and get you out of here. Keep running your mouth. Like that type of thing. Like, just kind of like I think he said it, putting other people in their place. And they went to the media a whole different way. And it made me like him more. Like, yeah, I mean, your face, yeah, I got pool around here. And what? I'm the HNIC around here. And what?
All right. Well, maybe that's it, man. You know, you guys did get a new coach this week, Jay Gruden. What you think about him? Anything?
I don't really care for his dad as a coach. Had nothing to do with his coaching skills. I feel like he got his championship, his Super Bowl ring off of Tony Dungy's Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It was the team Tony Dungy put together. He just came in and just was like, oh, y'all guys go ahead and just play. I'll get all the credit for it. And he hasn't done anything before or after that.
Okay.
So, in my opinion.
I don't know shit about him either. I don't care.
So, I mean, good luck.
I feel like, what, 8 coaches in 14 years or some shit?
Yeah.
For y'all. I mean, hopefully he's got to get it together.
I think NFL is more about manager personalities and having the sense to have a good staff up under you. If you can do that, you can be successful.
Yeah, I agree. And supposedly they're bringing in some different people to do the defensive and offensive coordinating, so it won't all be on him as a young dude. And that should be pretty good.
I just hope, like we discussed before with new coaches, give them time to grow.
Yeah.
You know, don't let 3 years from now be like, oh, you got to get rid of this nigga. Like, no, let's keep him around 6-8 years and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Before signing a strong arm team, Shahid Vic's dark past. I covered this already on the regular show, so hopefully you guys heard it. But this hating ass trick wrote this terrible article about Mike Vick and how other teams shouldn't sign him because of the dog fighting that he already went to jail and paid his price to society for.
Yeah. Can I, with all due respect, ma'am, commentator, columnist, bloggers, ma'am, with all due respect. And I do mean with all due respect.
Yeah, New York Times writer. Mm-hmm.
And I do mean with all due respect. Fuck you.
Yeah. Can that man move on or nah? Because I don't understand what people think that the NFL is out here doing charity for these guys. It's an amoral meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about whatever you did, and that's a league-wide thing. If you are good at what you do and you aren't currently in prison, they will let you play and they will pay you the amount that you're worth. That's it. It's not a secret. And it's how sports has always worked, except when sports has been racist and fucked up. So I don't know what you want. The man paid his, he went to prison. He got out. He was 33. His life wasn't over. The NFL didn't decide to blackball him and let him go to the Canada League or whatever. And they were able to make millions, if not billions of dollars off of this dude. What the fuck do you want?
Yeah, save that energy for somebody like maybe, say, a Ray Carruth who.
Oh, this trick already wrote, baby mama. For the record, this trick wrote a Lance Armstrong, should have come to me to apologize instead of Oprah article. She also wrote an article why it was okay for dogs to be used to fight coyotes on the border of some shit. Like, this woman's full of shit. But I just wanted to bring it up because it was sports related on the show. The Heat and the Nets revealed their nickname jerseys. They're gonna be playing a nickname game tonight.
Let me guess what D Wade's nickname.
Okay.
Womanizer?
No.
No hoe control.
No, nope, that's not on there.
Nope. Damn it. Asshole?
It should be She Hate Me, right? That would be a good one.
That would make it seem like he's a good guy.
Nah, she do hate him. all of, and I'm talking about Gabby, talking about Siobhan, yeah, talking about his kids.
I like the movie She Hate Me. I don't know if
Okay. I don't like that movie that much.
I loved it.
It's all right. But you remember that dude, He Hate Me?
Yep.
Rod Smart.
And yeah. I liked him too. So that's why I say it would make me think that he's a good guy. Like, no, it's.
Okay. I can't understand how your brain works, but okay. She Hate Me is out then.
Misogynist.
Nope, that's not on there.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. It's D Wade. His nickname is D Wade. That's what he's going with.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
I guess he dropped that three. Remember he was trying to force that three in there this year? Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttleworth, Jay Shuttlesworth.
Nice, nice.
You know he's talking about doing another He Got Game movie.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm okay with it.
You know he just want to do it to see if he can get those big ass titties in his face again.
Yep.
Spike, where the titty women at?
And he not making enough on Miami Heat to make the rent. Mm-hmm. So I could see him needing a second income.
Chris Anderson, Birdman.
Fitting, fitting.
Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Anthony Doc, huh? Is that his nickname?
Oh, I thought it was gonna be something hairline related.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever works.
Shane Battier, Battle. What? Mm. Who calls him that?
And maybe because you want to fight him. I don't know.
Battle. Shane Battle Battier.
I hate him.
Michael Beasley, Be Easy. That fits. Because that sounds like a nigga that gets high.
I thought they was going to call him Keith Murray I Gets High. Something like that.
Chief. Yeah, they should call him Chief Keith.
Yeah, Chief Keith. Something like that.
Chief Bees. Chris Bosch, simply going with CB.
Hmm. Not cross-dresser? Or transgender?
Hmm. I don't know.
No? Not pterodactyl Nick?
The raptor? He still look like that raptor.
Yeah, just...
Okay. I don't know what his nickname should be, but I'm not gonna say anything to slander his gender.
No disrespect.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. He's just kind of a geeky ass nerd to me.
I get that, but yeah.
I never thought he was gay. I just or anything like that. But I just thought he was so uncool. Like he has no cool about him. You know what I mean? And
I'm not.
Did you
cool,
see his sweater the other day?
But you don't catch me in moments like that.
Did you see his sweater the other day?
Nope.
It had the
last night?
Nah, a couple of days ago. It had the Abominable Snowman on it. Like, that's some cool geek shit, but it also explains why he always doing some uncool geek shit. You know what I mean? Like, it explains why he don't really fit with LeBron and them. Like he's the dude that pours champagne down his face and don't even realize how it looks like semen all on his face. Like he wouldn't even realize it. Because he wouldn't even think like that. Like we think that
way. I imagine him watching lots of porn and never getting any.
I don't know. Nah, his wife got a big old ass.
I mean, prior to that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. He lobbied for himself to get into the All-Star game.
Like, I feel like Chris Bosh's wife could be a groupie and it just wouldn't matter because he wouldn't know. Cause he don't know what groupies are. Cause Chris Bosh is just not that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He just seems out of it a lot. But
he's saying he would be the guy to propose to Evelyn and not that baseball player.
Yeah, I feel like he would be the guy to be like, I love you.
Is that one of your stories that got proposing?
No, man, fuck that. No, I'm not covering that shit. Shit happened like a month ago and, it's not even fucking real.
It's not that. It's more the fact that he has her pregnant.
She's pregnant too. Yeah.
That's what I can't believe.
What a dumbass.
This nigga got her pregnant.
Like, as soon as I read that, I was like, what a dumbass. Everybody, a regular nigga working at Walmart shouldn't impregnate Evelyn Lozada. This nigga rich. Go lose half your shit. Good luck, man. Some niggas just don't want to be, some people don't want to win, Justin. Some people don't want to win in life. This dude was winning in life. He is the Andy Reid of life. That motherfucker got all the way across the river and stabbed himself in the back. Fucking with that woman, man. You got to be insane to put your dick in her. What is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Oh, and she old too. So it's not even like you can be like, man, ain't too many bad bitches like this. Yes, it is.
There's plenty of them.
Younger and dumber. She way too smart in the game. She gonna have all his shit.
Man, he in Seattle too. I know. Yeah.
No way that ends well. Mario Chalmers goes by Rio. Norris Cole, Coltrane. Udonis Haslam, UD. Does that stand for UD? Cause UD not his initials. UH is his initials.
Man, I don't know. I feel like he told them that's what his nickname is.
Yeah, nobody. Look, okay, that's fine. LeBron King James. James Jones, JJ. He does kind of look like JJ. Rashard Lewis, Sweet Lou. This nigga pimp.
Who's calls him that?
No one calls you that.
Another nigga, Sweet Lou.
Man, I hope you don't get in the game. I hope you don't get in the game, dog.
What Sweet commentator Lou. Calls him that?
You think Sweet Lou for three?
You think Jeff Van Gundy will actually call him that?
Yeah, yo, they gonna call him that? Joking. Think of like Jeff Van Gundy gonna be like Sweet Lou.
Sweet.
Roger Mason goes by Money Mace. Greg Oden.
Wait, so the whole team actually gets?
Yes, that. Everybody. Greg Oden, G.O. Like, go sit your ass down.
Are they gonna put it on his suit? Is that gonna be a suit? He got a special suit made. With G.O. on it.
Nigga, you better not waste one of your seven remaining games for the season on this shit. On this bullshit game against the Nets, man. Sit your ass down.
You better go to Dominique Wilkins' suit, man.
Yeah, put your suit back on and sit your ass to get you some embroidered handkerchiefs with G.O. on them on your suit.
Yeah, it's gonna be on the back of the suit.
Yeah, don't put on some actual basketball clothes today. Just to try to be down with everybody, man. If Greg Oden even dresses for a game, I count that as one of the games. Cause that means he probably did shoot around, probably ran a couple suicides.
Stretching.
Yeah, I count all of those. And D-Wade. Some reason the Nets only have like eight nicknames. Cause everybody on the Heat got one. Brooklyn apparently hasn't, released everybody, but Reggie Evans is the Joker. Huh? The Joker? Why would Reggie Evans be the Joker?
I guess he make you laugh at him. I don't know. He told them that was his nickname.
I guess.
That's one of them he had to tell them.
Yeah, there's no way that's his real nickname. Kevin Garnett, the Big Ticket.
They went back old school with that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since he was like a...
But is this... Maybe they only have eight because these are the only people playing in their game. Because, you know, they got a lot of injuries.
Well, you would think that. But Joe Johnson, JJ, nigga, that's James Jones' name. Yep. And why doesn't Joe Johnson have an ignorant name? Yeah, he's like the highest paid player in the league. He needs some ignorant.
Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah.
Cash Rule Cream.
More Money Joe.
Yeah, More Money Joe. Yeah, just $2 signs. They'd be like, how you pronounce that? Cha-ching.
Right.
Cha-ching for three.
Right.
And he fucked up. Karolinko has a Russian, like it's just spelled Karolinko.
I thought it was AK-47.
Right. What is this shit?
Oh, it's not AK-47.
The NBA must have stepped in and be like, no.
But you know what? None of the Nets players really like each other except mm-hmm. for Garnett and Pierce. So I could see them not having nicknames because they don't know each other and like each other.
Brook Lopez's nickname is Brooklyn. I guess he'll be playing against Greg Oden. Because both of these niggas are not dressing tonight.
Right. I thought he was hurt.
Paul Pierce is just truth.
It's not the truth.
Not the truth.
Well, I guess he'd have to pay royalties to Ray Allen. Because Ray Allen really should be the truth.
Mason Plumlee goes by Plums. Which is another euphemism for balls.
Yeah.
So why can he say that but they can't say AK-47? And who the fuck gonna call a grown ass man Plums, dog? Plums for three.
He might as well just say balls. Yeah,
nuts in your grill for another jump. Ball sack for two.
The balls with another rebound.
Yeah. And the rebound goes to testicles. Jason Terry goes by Jet.
Can you imagine though the radio commentary for this game? Though?
Yeah.
And so Balls passes it to the truth.
Yeah.
Truth passes it to the Big Ticket. Truth. And still by JJ. Yeah. JJ goes up to
JJ to Scrotum. Scrotum for three. Scrotum nails it from downtown. Deron Williams goes by D Will.
He's not playing either.
As in doubtful will not play. D Will, doubtful, will not play tonight. That's pretty much what he needs to be saying.
Does Aldrich, not like my coach.
And they say the AK-47 name was probably nixed by the league. And a lot of these names weren't the players' first choices. Shea Battier wanted to be Batman. Batman, dog.
Royalties. You got to pay royalties. Yep.
Yeah. Batman.
I imagine him wanting to be Batman.
Yeah.
That sounds like a name that Shaq gave him, too.
Batman head doesn't have wavy lines in it, okay? Bobby Petrino got rehired to be Louisville's coach. Insert joke here.
You think they gave him a new motorcycle too?
Yeah. Hopefully the hoes up there in Louisville aren't the same as the ones down there in Arkansas.
I don't think they're ready for his jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bobby Petrino.
Yep.
How many lies you think he told to get that job?
A lot. Yo, this nigga left more, like, he would always get on him for the mistress thing and getting caught, and that shit was stupid. But for me, the thing that was funny was, this nigga left an NFL team in the middle of the season.
Right.
And that never comes up. They always bring up the shit that he did in college. I think it's way worse being like, all right, y'all, I'll see y'all, Monday, and just leaving the arena forever.
He didn't say bye.
He didn't even say bye. He just left an NFL team 13 games to a season.
He changed numbers and sent the new number out to everybody but them.
And nobody talks about it.
Wasn't
everybody,
it the Falcons?
Yeah, it was the Falcons. Everybody brings up the shit with the mistress. Like, a lot of motherfuckers get caught with a mistress. Not too many people quit on an NFL team and end up getting a better job out of it.
And he's still married too, by the way.
Yeah, which is why I am okay with this hire. Because I feel like if he can get that woman to stick with him after that public embarrassment, cause you know, a lot of people will put up with a lot of stuff in a relationship, you know, getting cheated on, abuse, a bunch of shit.
Yep.
But public embarrassment is pretty high on the list of just non-starters.
Yeah, not when your girlfriends find out. That's usually when they leave, when their right. girlfriends find out.
This dude had everybody's girlfriends find out. Lied about it some more on TV, lost his job over it, got the whole scandal got uncovered. And she said, I'm gonna stay with him.
First, not even lied on TV first, but went to his boss face and lied to his boss face first.
Yes.
Then lied on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's why I say I wonder how many lies he told in the interview.
Yeah.
Like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That nigga, I don't understand why he gets a pass for leaving the NFL team, though. Because the motorcycle crash and lying about that isn't that big a deal to
me. That's the Falcons.
Wouldn't you lie? Like, what was he supposed to say?
It's the Hawks.
What did they expect him to be like? Yeah, I actually, I just want y'all to know that, I was out there driving with my mistress. Like, of course he was gonna lie. Got in a wreck. What happened, coach? I was definitely not fucking no bitches. If that's what you mean.
I was giving her a tour.
Yeah. If that's what you mean. I'll tell you what I wasn't doing. Cheating on my wife. I was just riding my motorcycle. A friend needed a ride. And that was all that it was to it.
Who you gonna believe? Me or your lying eyes? That's what he told his wife. You gonna believe what they saying on TV?
You know they never wanted to see us together in the first place. They been hating on us. Baby, you know they just wanna bring us down. But I didn't think that was that big a deal.
That's some real hoe control right there.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, I feel like this shit, like they feel like I feel about Mike Vick with the dogs, because when I bring it up, people are always like, well, what if he does it again? Why would he? That's the one thing he won't do again. I ain't saying he won't be fucking other chicks, but it won't be nobody that works in the building. It's not gonna happen that way.
Yep.
He gonna be fucking chicks. He ain't doing none of them no favors.
Yeah, he never stopped. Let's be clear about that. He never not stopped getting hoes.
Yeah, he gonna get these hoes now. Come on.
Yeah, you can't go from having averaging 2 to 3 chicks to just one.
Especially if she stay.
And your dick be cool with it.
Yeah, especially if she stay.
Your dick gonna be like, hold on, player. What happened to that new pussy we used to get on the regular?
Pretty much gotta cheat at this point if she stays. But he won't be stupid again. Not like that.
Yeah, they won't be in a motorcycle.
Yeah, it won't
be. This car have illegal tint.
Yeah, this nigga riding around like cool as ice and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Robert Griffin III wants to play in a pro style offense and not the read option.
Is the read option not pro style? I don't know.
Hey man, about time. That's all I got to say.
It's not pro style. They was using it in the pros.
Here's the thing about Robert Griffin III, man, that I don't like to bring up, but it's true. Remember when that nigga said, don't compare me to Cam Newton?
Yep.
Compare me to Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers don't be in a read option, nigga. You more like Cam Newton than Aaron Rodgers until you stop running the read option. So he finally admitted it. So cool.
But isn't the read option better though? Like, doesn't it give you more choices?
It does. It is better for a certain type of quarterback. Not everybody can run it.
But doesn't it allow you? Seems like it allows you more control. Like, do I want to run? Do I want to pass? Do I want to like more audibles? Like Peyton Manning, I can do this during the game.
I guess, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like, okay, Rob. All right. Good luck, man. Yeah. I hope you can run the read out. I think the read option was working for you fine last year, but maybe he finally realized he don't want to get hurt.
Who was his mentor? Because he didn't choose McNabb. Right. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I already got a mentor. You know, I don't have McNabb. I already have a mentor. Who is his mentor?
Maybe it's Aaron Rodgers.
Nah. If you're not on steroids, you're not playing to win.
Vince Young?
We're not on steroids.
Maybe Vince Young is his mentor?
Jamarcus Russell
picking up that phone?
Somebody, because it's not, he needs a mentor. Because a mentor would have told him to shut the fuck up and have a one-on-one with the new offensive coordinator that they're going to have.
Ray Lewis should be his mentor.
He wouldn't make it.
Robert.
He wouldn't make it.
May I speak to Robert? It's me, Ray. Are you alone?
Hello?
I just want you to get on your knees. And we're going to pray this thing out.
He couldn't handle Ray.
Yeah.
That's too much pressure for a young man like yourself.
Yeah, that's true. He'd be too intimidated. I didn't see this, but apparently Mike Zimmer, defensive coordinator for the Bengals, called, he used to coach under Bobby Petrino in Atlanta. And he had a quote. He says, he's a gutless bastard. I don't give a shit, which is my favorite part of any quote. When someone tells the person, like, oh, that's on the record.
That's why he left Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
He was running from the ass whooping that he was about to get.
How many people lost their jobs fucking with this nigga, man? Think about that. How many people showed up to work on Monday like, yeah, man, we got to look at this game film. Wow, it's really not like coach to be late. Yeah, man, it's good. Guess we'll go. Should we go over the game film without him? Have you watched the news? What? Why would I need to watch the news, man? We got shit to do. Put it on SportsCenter right now. Yeah, I'm accepting the job to Arkansas. I feel like this is the right opportunity at the right time. And what about the Falcons, huh? I said,
they strong without me.
Yeah. I said, we strong. And they said, we strong. I gotta go.
Oh, man. Everybody want to fight him.
He's a gutless bastard. Quote that. I don't give a shit. When Zimmerman was told the responsible news organization may not use the term bastard, he said, how about this? Gutless MF. You can use that. MF. Petrino famously didn't tell any of his assistants he was leaving Atlanta for the head coaching job at Arkansas. On Sunday, Zimmerman's Bengals faces a Falcons team that had almost completely been remade since 2007, especially on defense.
Normally, isn't your assistants your boys? Like your first set of assistants? Yep. Aren't they your boys? They your family? Yep. People you cool with? A friend of a friend. So they make them your friend.
You normally take them with you.
Right. And even if you don't know them personally, they normally are a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. So that y'all still somewhat homeboys. You've met before. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He ran from an ass whooping. Somebody was trying to fight. He owed somebody money, something.
Ric Flair got death threats because he said he was going to support the 49ers.
I can believe it.
Yeah. He been front running for the Panthers for over a decade now.
Right. And do you know how much money he's made from the people of Charlotte?
Yeah.
And you gonna go against their home team?
I know I ain't gonna see his ass up in that Harris Teeter off of Morrison no more. I bet he gonna take a couple weeks off from that shit.
Cause while he used to be a big dude,
mm-hmm.
and he used to could fake fight.
Yeah.
and I know he got old man strength.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't fight him personally, but I'm not putting it past some of these other ignorant motherfuckers to that. Go put his ass in the figure four and shit because he won't root for their favorite team.
Imagine a lot of these other old rich white people out here that mad at him about that. Yeah. Dog, you might have some problems at that Harris team.
God damn it, Rick. I gave you $1,000.
Man, think about all the people that joined his gym just because mm-hmm. it was Ric Flair. Because he owned several gyms here in Charlotte. He got rich off that.
Yeah, Steve Smith got so mad, he said he wouldn't invite him to the game.
Steve Smith would fight him.
Steve Smith said that Golden Gate Bridge has been burned.
Steve Smith would fight him. That's like saying I will fight you.
Yep. And they said Flair won't be at the Panthers game. Scared of being attacked online.
He will get something through. No, he'll get a press box. Won't nobody throw anything.
No, he said he's scared. He's not coming. Some even have offered death threats. Brother, I'm gonna kill you when I see you this weekend at the game.
Think all the little hoaxers. Oh, this is a different division.
There will be no mercy, Stone. Yeah.
Who did he fight with? The Four Horsemen?
I don't know, man. I never really was into wrestling, so.
Because he wasn't with that Rowdy Piper league.
Only thing I know about Ric Flair is Woo. That's pretty much it. And Nature Boy.
Yeah, fuck his Woo.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna get us way more hate mail than any of the other misogynistic bullshit we've said today. That, what'd you say about Ric Flair, nigga? That's my childhood. Ouch.
I like Hulk Hogan.
Dennis Rodman and some ex-NBA stars played a game in North Korea. And, all the ex-NBA players got really embarrassed because Dennis Rodman sang happy birthday to Kim Jong-un. And, was releasing statements talking about how they friends and shit.
I mean, they had to know that was going to happen. It was a birthday party. They went over there for his birthday to play ball. That's what Rodman said weeks ago.
Yep.
Months ago.
Happy birthday. Did you see that? When he sang happy birthday?
I didn't see it, but I mean, I know how Rodman's voice sounds. It's terrible.
Yeah.
His voice sounds like how he looks.
yeah, he's pretty terrible. I wonder if I can find that video of him singing. It's funny though, because people are getting so fucking out of control about how offended they are by this shit. It's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I'm not offended by it.
Yeah, like who the fuck cares? It's Dennis Rodman.
I don't know what you expected.
Here's the video of it or something. Why they videos quality so low?
In North Korea. I don't know if they had the same technology.
A lot of North Koreans are wearing the same clothing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I wanted to see if Rodman was going to be able to pronounce his name correctly. I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't either. Shout out to all the ex-NBA players looking around like, the fuck did we sign up for? What Dennis got us doing, man?
How broke were all those guys?
I don't know.
Like, weren't them on broke? 30 for 30 broke?
See, I don't remember. He's already apologized for, he had an outburst where he talked about, an American citizen in prison in North Korea saying he was stressed out and had been drinking.
He drinks every day. I assumed he was drinking on all his interviews and press conferences he was doing about going over there. I don't I don't imagine there's a moment in Dennis Rodman's life where he's not high or drunk.
Apparently, he said earlier, talking about Kenneth Bay, he was in a position to do some good and try to help advocate for Ken. Oh, sorry. He said, what was his original thing?
That video was hilarious.
Yeah, happy birthday. Why was he all animated?
Well,
like
no, that and the interview he did on TV where he was going crazy. And
I don't give a shit.
That and I don't know which player that is, but it's the dude over his right shoulder.
We received a letter from the DPRK Olympic Committee on an invitation to do this game. This isn't about Dennis. I'm sorry, Dennis. Like I said, I got to know, I didn't like Dennis. I competed against him. We were not friends. And over the last 3 years, we've become brothers. I mean, we go out on the road and we have a great time together. And we do a lot of good stuff. But understand this. Understand that he is not here. And I am not here. None of these guys are here to talk any sense into any politician and to have any other than basketball diplomacy, which I feel is about having a relation, utilizing the relationship with others in an accommodating way.
This is Charles Smith from the New York Knicks, by the way, guys. And I now see why that nigga used to miss out on layups in the playoffs. He way too smart to be playing basketball.
Right.
This makes perfect sense.
But who is that guy on the right shoulder over Dennis? Right
Yo, there? Vic told me he knows that guy.
But who is it?
I don't know his name. It's something, but Vic knows him for real.
That's the guy who, when Shake I watched this,
yeah,
I was laughing the entire time.
Let me see if I can get to that point.
Which we did today with the North Korean team. That's what we're here for. Do you really think that that the leaders here are going to listen to what
is this like
to
the
say
full it? Press conference? Where's just the part for him?
Yeah, look at Dennis. He got a hat on. Everybody got suits on.
Yeah, he got shades on.
He got a cigar.
This man, you've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay? And to say, let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is sick. If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing, if you understand. I got it, got it.
Okay, this is so good.
Somebody was telling Dennis, let me answer this.
First of all, one, he been trying to interrupt the man. Hold up now, hold on, I got this. Hold up. And when he said I got this, it's because someone clearly said, cut his mic. Cut his mic, do not answer this fucking question. Hold up, I got this.
Look at dude face.
Yeah.
If you understand what Kid and Bay did.
Yeah.
Do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any charges. They haven't released. They haven't released.
They want to get out of there right now. Everybody wants to leave.
He wants a Snickers so bad. He just came here to get
he
a
wanted
check.
To get away for a while.
He wants to get away for a little bit, man. He wants to be out of this so bad.
Why didn't he say, like a good neighbor?
Dude.
And
a good neighbor, please take me home.
Right. Anything. Put me back on the basketball court.
He don't want to die, man.
Any reason?
I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families, left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture.
All this while holding a cigar.
Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No, I'm just saying, no, I don't give a shit. I'm going to rass ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here.
Charles Smith put his hand on this dude's shoulder like it's going to help.
This is going to make it worse.
No one understands the fuck he's talking about.
Why did he go off?
Why is he even mad?
Right.
He don't know who Kenneth Bay is.
Look at their faces, though, man. Now the other black dude on the other side, he got that concerned look. Like, I seen this before at a card game. They was playing Tunk. It started out quarter bets. Now they paying $20 a hand, and this is not about to end well.
These niggas look like hostages, bro. They behind him looking like hostages. They look like they just want someone to come help them.
You've been in a room when a spade game went wrong.
Yeah, this is it for sure.
You've been on the court when that dude said, I'm going to the car to get my gun. And everybody looking around like, oh, shit.
I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen.
Ain't no shield. I got it. Let me do this. Really, I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing.
Is that Reuben Patterson?
I don't know who any of them guys are.
What the fuck? Is that Vin Baker?
Who knows? I don't know. Son. Who is that in the purple shirt? Did you see him wipe his face?
Yes. He looks like he actually believed what Dennis is saying.
Wait till y'all see this, Rod put in the chat. You see,
dude. Behind the mic right now. We are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? What are we going to take? Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take the abuse? We're going to get it. But guess what I do? One day, this door is going to open.
Praise God. He just knew that with God, he'd been okay. That's all he had to do.
Nigga, what?
He said, go. Players.
Huh? What just happened?
And that right there is why it's okay that Obama let him go back and forth. Because Obama knows, this ain't on me. It's nothing Dennis can do that affects me. It doesn't make me look bad.
But that's okay. It's okay. One day.
So you hiding behind the players?
One day.
So now you.
No, let me get this. Let me get. I got this.
That hurts your throat trying to sound like that, don't
dog. What the fuck is wrong with that dude? That's a video for you in the chat if y'all want to see it yourself. But god damn, that dude's out of control. Speaking of out of control, Dan Levitard got in trouble because he gave his Hall of Fame vote to Deadspin, who let their readers vote on who should go to the Hall of Fame. And the sanctimonious motherfuckers journalists at the Hall of Fame got mad that Dan Levitard was pointing out the fact that they're sanctimonious motherfuckers. And now he's banned from the Hall of Fame. From Hall of Fame voting anyway.
It's not the first time he's been kicked off of something.
Yeah, he don't care.
Yeah, you know what he cares about? He probably gained how many more viewers now?
Mm-hmm.
Behind it.
Not to mention a lot of fans agree with him.
Yep.
Like, how about that?
I like him more now.
Yep. I already liked him, but now I like him more.
Yep. It's like when I find out if somebody smoke weed. Yep. Not that I smoke weed, but it makes me like them just a little bit more.
He said it was worth it. I knew this would be the consequence. Hopefully change is a consequence too.
Yep.
Yeah. I hate that organization anyway. I bet they all racist.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony got called out on Twitter. He said, Happy New Year's Eve. Start the year off right with a pair of pre-release M10s. Hashtag Mellow Giveaways. Hashtag NYE Dance Off. Sports.is/giveaway. Not able to use shit because it's Kobe, obviously.
Yeah. What's wrong with him giving away shoes?
Kingsley says, at Kingsley, at Carmelo Anthony, how about you win a ring? You fucking killed me, man. Rooting for you all the fucking time. And you always disappoint me. And Carmelo Anthony unloaded with this tweet. At _ Kingsley. I didn't ask for your glazed donut face ass to root for me anyway.
My nigga.
And Dude said, my favorite player dissed me. What a way to close out my year. He said, my tweet was disrespectful. Carmelo Anthony at NBA, please don't find my homie Melo.
But he still supporting him after he dissed him?
Yep. Like a true New York nigga.
Oh my goodness.
And then there's a bunch of people putting like memes of Melo and donuts shit. So, but yeah, that was funny.
Glaze, oh man, he should have ended it with no homo.
Roy Hibbert said, Glazed Donut Face has to be a new thing now. I feel you, Carmelo Anthony. And at one point, J.R. Smith hopped on this and was like talking shit too.
Nope, I take it back. That was fucked up, Melo.
Yep.
If J.R. Smith agreeing with you, you fucked up.
Then you fucked up, bro.
You fucked up.
Kevin Durant tweeted a smoking selfie and deleted it and said he was hacked.
Why?
Kevin Durant want to be a good kid so bad. This nigga going to have a scandal too.
Oh, I dislike him.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin Durant, I actually was like, when Kobe retires, I might actually make him my guy.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though. I was liking it last year when he was getting the hard. He was fouling people hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was coming to his own. But now with these suicide threats and taking down pictures of him smoking, Jordan had cigars in his mouth all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you hitting a hookah, dude.
Well, he said his phone was hacked.
What they got to do with him? And it wasn't him
that posted it. So this is weird.
He should have kept it up.
Mm-hmm.
But why take it down?
Yeah.
Did he say why was the issue? Did his mama see it or something he worried about? I can see if
apparently the person that hacked him hacked his phone and they sent text to his mom and his family and disrespected him and a bunch of shit.
That's one of his friends.
I don't know.
What does he leave his phone laying around?
Yeah, I mean, but not that makes it any better. Like, if you send a text to my mom calling her a bitch, it's not going to be like, well, it's probably one of my friends. I'm going to be like, I'm going to fuck you up.
No, but I'm saying at that point, like, you got to check your circle. And I wanted the next story should be, you know, Durant with assault charges for whooping the motherfucker ass that was disrespecting him and sending text to his mama.
Luol Deng overcame Ebola for no reason at all. He is now a Cleveland Cavalier.
Wish he'd stayed in Africa, huh, bro?
The Andrew Bynum contract goes to the Bulls. They cut Andrew Bynum immediately. 8 teams apparently are interested in signing him right now for some reason.
So are we saying the state of Ohio, and it's specifically a Cleveland team, actually did something intelligent?
I mean, that's you saying that.
Because picking up Deng sounds like a good move, and you get rid of Bynum.
Well, who did they draft to... that for to play the same position though? I mean, it seems like Anthony Bennett might be a little bit upset about this trade.
Well,
even less minutes and less opportunities to miss open shots than before. You sorry motherfuckers.
You know, Rod, now, before the show we had to look up his name because we didn't know his name. He don't know the number one draft pick name.
He that sorry. He's so sorry. I was like, the fuck was this? We spent a good 6 minutes being like, was it? Nah. The dark-skinned dude, right? The one we never heard of except 3 days before the draft. What was his name? Had his arm in a sling at the draft. What? Man, what was that guy's name? You know, the one with the weight problem?
Yeah, the one that he couldn't score the first 20 games of the season?
Yeah. Oh, God.
He averaged 2 points a game.
Yeah, I just feel bad for Luol Deng, man. But I guess both of these teams are tanking. And this way, his contract will expire, and he'll get to, like, be on somebody else's team. So
it always happens to the Duke players.
Yep. But he'll land on his feet. Let's see.
Maybe. Depends on how far the virus spreads through his body. Right now, it's isolated in his back.
Yeah.
I don't know what the doctors did, but if it spreads.
Charlie Strong is the new Texas head coach. And he's a nigga. Way to go, Charlie Strong.
I guess we're not moving to Texas after all.
Yeah, I guess not.
They still putting people on the back of trucks and dragging them down the highway, huh?
And a like typical black man gets a job that motherfuckers don't understand. boosters coming out talking about they don't think he should be the coach. Maybe a coordinator or something, but not a head coach. Mm-hmm. Mack Brown was the coach before this. Never won a bowl game. But
he's a white man, though.
But he is white.
We said it last week. The privilege that you white people have, you just don't understand. And how lucky you are. Like, I'm envious.
Lou Holtz wrote an article about 10 things you don't know or some shit, or got quoted in an article, 10 things you don't know about Charlie Strong. Strong is coached under coaches who had national championship credentials, including Lou Holtz, Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer. Holtz hired Strong twice, at Notre Dame in 1995 and South Carolina in 1998. The thing that impressed me the most was his attitude, his people skills, and his ability to communicate, Holtz told the Courier Journal in 2010. I found as he went along that his greatest asset was common sense. He's great with players, but he's not a hip-hop coach.
Why would you expect him to be?
Right. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, even if he was a hip-hop coach, what does that mean?
Yeah, what is a hip-hop coach? Hey, yo, son, it's time for us to get money and get bitches, all right? So we let everybody take the field and make it rain. Let's go.
So is Johnson down in the U a hip-hop coach?
What is a hip-hop coach?
And wasn't his name Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah. Is Urban Meyer a hip-hop coach? I mean, he certainly was getting this paper.
Pete Carroll's a hip-hop coach. He definitely is a hip-hop coach. Yep.
He really, truly could have coached for Ohio State's old-school taskmaster Woody Hayes with no problem whatsoever. Why do they need to assure everybody that he's a black coach, but he's not black?
He's safe.
He's not a black coach, guys, okay?
Here's the thing. Now I don't think he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just compared him to some winners that are hip-hop coaches.
First of all, what's so bad about being a hip-hop coach? I feel like it would give you recruiting advantage right away.
Right, and the people we just compared him to were winners.
And this is the same school that the reason they're mad is because they wanted Mike Tomlin.
I think sometimes, you know, when you get to a level of hate, you don't know what you want.
Mike Tomlin not more hip-hop than this dude, though?
You know what it is? Tomlin got that smooth, dark skin where it's so smooth that they like it.
But
like,
he got that good hairline. Definitely hip-hop.
Like Samuel L. Jackson and Django. Like that kind of dark skin.
But he also looked more hip-hop.
Maybe it's because of the type of owner he currently works for.
I don't know. I feel like a hip-hop coach would get better players.
He would definitely get the top recruits.
Yeah. Like, just show up and be like, what up, nigga? Try and roll with the big dogs or what? Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we going to get you mad bitches?
Mm-hmm. Listen, wait till you see these hoes on campus, bro. They be twerking.
Get your own personal hoe at every breakfast.
New Jersey is now working to curb sex trafficking before the Super Bowl, which is next month.
Why?
You know why. Players can't handle it. What happened with the Falcons in Super Bowl?
So what are they going to do? What are people going to do while it's snowing and they can't get to the game?
Here's my question, dog. A month before the Super Bowl, y'all finally decide to start curbing some of the sex traffic?
I mean, all jokes aside,
it's like trying to clean up your house when your mom texts you, I'm on my way.
All jokes aside, seems like it just to be something they should want to just get rid of.
Seems like a thing.
Super Bowl coming anyway.
Seems like a thing that they should do, period, anyway. It seems like being anti-human trafficking is a 365-day-a-year job, not a one-month for the Super Bowl job.
Did Hurricane Sandy bring the trafficking?
I don't know.
Chris Christie, was that part of your...
Was Chris Christie too busy fucking with that bridge, letting old women die, to actually, you know, look into the human trafficking?
That wasn't part of your FEMA funds?
Yeah.
I mean, are they the ones that set the Jersey Shore on fire?
Was he just like, man, human trafficking is getting out of control, man. This is going to be weird. How are we going to get the Super Bowl here? All these humans we trafficking.
There's not enough room for the human... And fans of football. It's not enough room.
Miami Dolphins fired offensive coordinator Mike Sherman. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods hits $1.3 billion in earnings.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Or as I like to say, Tiger Woods hits $0.65 billion in earnings. And Elon Nordegren Woods hits $0.65 billion in earnings. Good for her. Good for both of y'all. You share that money. It'd be like both of ours. She's just gonna keep it at her house. Marvin Lewis supports Andy Dalton, and that's why I don't support all black coaches. This nigga need to be fired, bro, immediately. I would have fired him as soon as he said that shit.
No,
bye, black man.
No.
Yeah, man, he's a mediocre coach. And the fact that he support a loser like Andy Dalton.
I don't know that he truly supports him, or he said it because the camera was in his face and he didn't want to diss his quarterback to the media. Like, behind closed doors or ownership, he probably like, look, we got to get this redhead ginger motherfucker up out of here. He causing us problems. We'll never win with this bitch. And then when cameras come around, oh, yeah, he's our quarterback. He's
a trill-ass coach would have said, you know, we're looking at our options and we're going to explore everything in the off season and see what we come back with next year. But Andy's fine. We have a lot of confidence in him going forward.
Nah.
That's what you say? Because what that means is we are drafting a quarterback. You can have Andy Dalton. But it doesn't sound like it, but that's what it means. You know, you say the... Nah. You gotta lie, bro. That's what Belichick would have did.
He did lie. He said he supported him.
I don't believe that, and you don't
believe it.
That's the wrong kind of lie. That's the lie to get you fired.
I don't believe it, and you don't believe it.
See, good coaches, because he's been there long enough to feel somewhat secure.
Right. He's been there long enough to know. We know he had personal conversations with the owner.
Okay, man. All right.
And the GM. He met with them both personally and was like, look. This was immediately after the game. Look, we got to get him the fuck up out of here. We're drafting a quarterback. Say what you want. We're going to draft, make a trade, something.
I hope you're right. But when he getting fired next year, remember when we talked about this.
I'm just saying.
They're going to let him go behind.
That's a lie.
Like, they're going to let him go behind him supporting this nigga. I would have abandoned ship on his ass the second I looked at his stat line and said, the fuck was this, Andy?
Like, we know we have
to. AJ Green got the ball 3 times?
Man, Rod, you know we can't bleed a print. We got to look at the video and watch him while he's saying it to know if he's lying or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't have video of it. That's true. If I had the video,
these
maybe
are Alex's devices.
What? I need to hear the article. Maybe if I had video of him actually saying, like, I love Andy. He's the best dude ever. We ask him to do a lot.
Right. We know he's lying there, right?
Yeah.
We know that. That's all I'm saying. He's lying. I
hope he's lying, but I still feel like this is the kind of lie that people get fired over.
Because that don't sound like the Marvin Lewis I saw doing Hard Knocks.
Someone always takes you at point face value when you say this shit. So you got to say something a little more coy. Oh, nah, that's not even a video of what him saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's Stephen A. Smith saying something about it, which I don't think anyone needs to hear. However! This is a disgrace.
Hold on. I need to put some cotton balls in my ear. Why are you talking? Hold on 1 second.
Why you gotta put cotton balls in your ear?
Hold on 1 second. You give me 1 minute.
I feel like he's doing a exemplary job.
I keep dropping the cotton balls every time you talk.
That nigga be fuzzy. Stephen A. Smith be trying. This is one of those times it seems like he being contemplative though. Like, let me see if I can play this.
He's getting a vote of confidence.
Yeah, well, Steven be taking a pause is just that. That means he's not going to yell. When he do that, this is a tough game.
Yeah, because he was calm when he said nigga.
Yeah.
And backtrack.
Playoff loss.
Nigga, please.
He's getting a vote of confidence. I understand something like that, Skip, if it's the beginning of training camp, if it's the off season and he's approaching contract free agency or something along those lines. But my Lord, can you at least allow him to wallow in it and feel miserable for a couple of days? Could you?
Dang, man, this nigga forehead is like Stonehenge. Should like Stonehenge's hairline so far back from his head now.
I want to compare his and UNC Charlotte coach hairline.
Good gracious.
At least do that. You're certainly doing that to the fans of the Cincinnati Bengals. You've been doing that for decades. Why couldn't you do that for him? It just gets ridiculous, and it reeks of mediocrity. And the reason why I brought up this skip and I...
All right, I don't care. It's time for the last segment, guys. Sorry. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Black Mamba in the news. Kobe said don't vote for him for the All-Star game. All right? Why? Because he's a classy gentleman. Now, he can't stop us from voting for him for the All-Star game. And I'm going to vote for this nigga for the All-Star game. But I appreciate the sentiment. That's all. Classy guy.
Yeah, I mean, what did you want him to say?
Yeah. He said vote for Damian Lillard. Okay? He's a guy that is doing good stuff. But, you know, don't vote for me.
Let you know he got his eye on Portland.
He's third in the voting now. He was second, but then he got injured. He fell behind Kevin Durant. So, Giannis Antetokounmpo details his NBA life, including his new Gucci shoes and seeing Kobe Bryant. One very beautiful moment for me was when we traveled to LA to play against the Lakers. Unfortunately, Kobe did not play since he was injured again. From the second I set foot in the Staples Center, I was looking for him. I wanted to see how he looked from up close. How tall he is, how he moves. We're talking about one of the best players of all time. When the game started in the timeout, I saw him on the bench. By the way, I have no idea what this dude's accent is.
I was hoping you was going to do a thicker African.
He had the killer look. I don't know. He might talk like Mutombo.
Like, you got to pretend like he's trying to get you to send money back home in an email.
It's not cap. Well, this isn't all caps lock. He had that killer look. The princess needs help. He had that killer look. And even though he was in his civilian clothes on the bench, I also have that look. Nah, kidding. You know he don't have the swag that Kobe got. I did not have time to see someone famous on the side court, but I was almost seriously injured. Not long before the game was over, when I was in the air for a rebound, Williams footstooled me. A Greek expression, you get the point. I fell on the floor very hard. Everyone was asking me if I was okay. It hurt a lot, and I tried not to show it. On the bench, Coach Drew came and asked me, are you going to shoot the free throws or should I send someone else in? I told him, of course I am. Who else? So, yeah, he was very starstruck when he met Kobe Bryant, man.
Mamba system.
That's how he should be. But it also is a strike against because he doesn't have that Mamba mentality.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. But Kobe system probably helped him out. Kid probably going to have a long career since he has the right amount of reverence for a player of Kobe Bryant's caliber.
I will say, though, with Kobe Bryant, because he did say you should vote for Damian Lillard. Like, he meant that, too.
Yeah.
If you're Lillard, how does that make you feel when you see that on SportsCenter and you see that?
Yeah, it gotta feel good, man.
Did you call all your homeboys and be like, Kobe shouted me out? Like,
Kobe said, vote for me. I mean, how do you not feel confident and happy about that?
Man, he winning in life right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he a second-year player, too.
Yeah, and he's going to have a long, good, prosperous career because he already knows who to look to for inspiration.
Kobe watching.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. We'll talk to you guys next week. This has been Balls Deep Sports. Until then, peace.
World Star.